Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. Hello and welcome to Inside the Newsroom. Today we'll be joined by the Sentinel Records' Courtney Edwards, the reporter covering our Millennials Making a Difference series. Welcome, Courtney.
Hi, thank you, Andrew.
So let's just jump right into it. What is Millennials Making a Difference?
Well, Millennials Making a Difference, I think its main goal is to kind of convince other young people, hey, they're making a difference by doing this. I could make a difference by doing something else. So I think it's to influence other young people.
And about how many have been featured so far?
Yeah, I actually don't know because I took over this feature around April 25th, so I've only been doing it for about a month. So I have done 5, and I'm working on my 6th now, I think. So the first two I did were volunteers, Tristan Traylor, I think that's how you say his name, and then Amanda Moore. They just volunteered a lot in the community, and you can go read those stories. They're online still. And then I did Stacia Looper. She's a peer support specialist for Omaha. And she is a recovered addict, but she doesn't like referring to herself that way. She refers to herself as in long-term recovery because she doesn't want to call herself an addict. And that's completely understandable. I love that. And so she helps other long-term people in long-term recovery continue their journey on recovery. And so to have her job, you have to be in recovery. And that's why it's called the peer support movement. To the peers, they're both peers instead of clients. They help each other in their recovery journeys.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And then I did Jessica Rodriguez. She helps domestic violence survivors find housing. But she does so much more than that also. You can read her story too. I did her a couple weeks ago. And then I most recently did Whitney Major, and she is a science teacher at Lakeside High School. So she is making a difference in her students' lives.
And how has it been taking over the series?
I really like it. I mean, I'm not quite a millennial. I'm only 22, so I'm Gen Z, I guess. But, you know, they're pretty close to my age, so it's like just finding those people that I can relate to, and I love doing those interviews.
What's that like, kind of doing a series on millennials as somebody who's technically Gen Z?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, especially those younger ones, because they're just so close to my age, and then they're a completely different generation to me. But then sometimes they're like mid-30s, almost 40, so it's like, okay, they're a millennial. But, you know, you hear all this, like, Gen X, boomers, and all that, and millennials, they grew up with technology. That's their big thing. So I really relate to millennials a lot more than any of the other ones.
So what do you think makes the millennial generation unique? Like, what sets it apart from past generations and even our generation? And I don't even know what the next generation is. Generation Y is something I've heard. But, yeah, what makes it unique?
I think, like I said, millennials growing up with technology, the internet has really had a play in raising me, at least, because the internet was around as soon as I was conscious. Millennials, they were kind of there, most of them at least, maybe not the 26-year-olds, but they were kind of there when the internet was starting to become a thing. So they know what it was like before, and then they got introduced to it, and they've just been introduced to these different opportunities you can get from the internet. I mean, that's how you find jobs these days. That's how you find a place to live. That the internet it controls everything. And so millennials, they just really have that advantage, I think. I mean, so do I as Gen Z, because I've just always been raised with it, but I think they really have that advantage with using the internet to make a difference in their community if they choose to.
Would you say that millennials as a generation are generally more civically active or champion causes more than, let's say, Generation X or baby boomers? Like, is there a kind of a trend or?
I don't think they're any more involved in things like that, but I do think that it is showcased more thanks to the internet, because social media, millennials, they all have it, and everybody posts on it. It's not like you're trying to brag every single time, but if you're going to volunteer to some place, you might post a selfie or something like that and say, helping these kids, something like that. And so I don't think they positively impact the community any more than any other generation, but I think that it's more known and it's more publicized that they do.
So you've covered almost half a dozen millennials at this point. What are some of the profiles that have, you've mentioned a couple already, what are some of them that have stood out the most or were, I guess, most personally interesting to you?
Yeah, I mean, the one that I most remember is probably just my third one that I ever did. Her name was Stacia Looper, and she was a peer support specialist for Obaha. And so she had to be in recovery to be able to do that job, because instead of referring to her clients as clients, she refers to them as peers, because she helps her peers recover from addiction. She is a past addict, but she doesn't call herself that. She calls herself a person in long-term recovery. And so she counsels her peers, and she just talks with them, and she lets them know that they're not alone. And instead of having a clinician talk to you about, hey, this, what you're doing is wrong, we need to do something to help it, it's like she talks to them, and they both have personal experiences that they can share with one another and help each other in their recovery journey.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
The most recent one I did was Whitney Major. She is a high school science teacher at Lakeside High School, and she teaches physics and physical science. And she told me her favorite teacher from high school recently passed away, and that was really tough for her to tell me. And I mean, I feel honored that she trusted me with that, and all of our viewers, obviously. But it was like she followed in his footsteps, even though he always told her that she could be better. It's almost like that path is what chose her, is how her story unfolded. So I just think it was meant to be that she was going to be a teacher and help other students reach their goals in the future.
Yeah, that's interesting, being inspired by a teacher who wants you to go beyond his own
career choices. It was like, well, she was in college, she was going to be a chemical engineer, and that's really special because this next year she's going to be able to start the Intro to Engineering program at Lakeside, so she's super excited about that. But she was originally going to be a chemical engineer, she was in college, married her husband, got pregnant, and then they lost their child at 36 weeks. So after all of that, she said, I'm going to take a break, and because engineering is just so hardcore, it's why she said. And so she took a break, did some education courses instead, because she said those will be a little bit easier, and it won't be such a hard time, and I won't lose my scholarships. And so after finishing that, she just never went back and got her chemical engineering degree. So now she teaches at the high school, but she's coming back into that engineering kind of thing, and now she's going to teach others intro to engineering and get their career a head start. So that's super interesting, I think.
It is, yeah. You've already kind of talked about their accomplishments, but what about the personalities?
Yeah, I mean, all of their personalities that I've been able to tell, they might just be playing in front of the camera, you know, but I don't think so. They're just all super sweet and just caring, and they want to give back to the community. And that's why a couple of them, you see their job titles are titles for helping the community. It's like those people started out just volunteering and not getting paid for it, and they said, well, I want to do this full time. Like, I want to do this for my career. So then they went and got careers in helping the community, helping domestic violence survivors, helping long-term recovering addicts, that kind of thing. So that's super interesting. I mean, some of these volunteers that we've interviewed previously that are just volunteering right now, some of them might go on in a few years to have a crazy community helping career title. So we never know.
So how can people submit an individual for consideration as a feature?
Yeah, so we have a page on our website. If you just go to hotsr.com/millennials, it'll take you to a page where you can just type in your name, type in the person you're nominating's name, and just tell us a little something about them, how they're helping the community. Please add some contact information for that person, at least an email or maybe a phone number, and then I'll get those and I'll contact them and set up an interview. So I actually have an interview set up for next week with Taylor Brickell. She's a licensed professional counselor, so obviously I haven't interviewed her yet, but she sounds super interesting, so excited for that.
Look forward to it.
Absolutely.
Well, Courtney, thank you for coming on Inside the Newsroom.
Thank you for having me.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening. Thank you.